you know, we'll see on Sunday. You know, I don't want to give too much praise before we play them already. But we, you know, we respect those guys. But yeah, it should be a good game, though. Yeah, he's I don't know what year this is. I think this is year three for him. So he's an experienced guy. You know, he's you know, their go-to guy. So, you know, we got to be ready to come, you know, play him.
How much do you get up for a game like that? You're one of the best defenses in the league, one of the best offenses in the league so far. You know, what does that do for kind of the anticipation and emotions going into the games?
Yeah, you know, like I said, we know this is a big game for both of us. You know, we know we're going to get every team's best when they come to, you know, into our, you know, our stadium. But yeah, we just got to play our game. You know, we don't need to change anything of what we're doing. We don't need to make it, you know, bigger than what it is. At the end of the day, we just need to, you know, be 1-0 at the end of this week.
Brent, how do you think your experiences in the COVID year in 2020 bonded you to the guys in that draft class? So many of them are now having great seasons.
Yeah. Say that one more time.
How do you think your experiences in the COVID year 2020, kind of coming into the league when you did, guys like Malik, PQ, Gino,
right.
How do you think that kind of bonded you guys as a group?
Yeah. We've been together since I came into the league. So we're familiar. You know, we have a couple new guys, you know, on this defense, but for the most part, we've all been together for, you know, a couple years now. So, you know, it makes it easy.
Brandon, I missed the first question. So yeah. Do you put any stock into this as a measuring stick type game to find out how good you are defensively?
No, I wouldn't say this is a measuring stick. We just got to go prove what we've been proving all year. You know what I mean? We just got to go out there and play, execute our game, fly around, make big plays, and, you know, help this team win.
I saw Jared Goff 2 years ago when you went to Detroit. He's off to maybe the best start of his career. Like, what are you guys seeing on tape that's making him and that offense operate at just a higher level than maybe it did even the last couple of years? And they finished strong last year too.
Yeah. They, you know, they're executing at a high level. You know, Goff. He's in a scheme that he's familiar with, that he's been around his whole career. So, I think that's just the biggest thing. You know. Just the familiarity with it all.